probably adds to the excitement a little bit. But we always talk about everywhere you get to go, you know, you get to always play in these great stadiums. You know, I mean, you're in a Big Ten, and I mean, it's an awesome experience. You know, wherever you get to play, so it's just an honor to really put on the uniform and be able to play in great places like that too. So,
Steve, to people who say the defensive line is the biggest question mark on the team, how do you respond to that?
We've been hearing that a lot, for the past months. So we definitely just need to go out and play well. I mean, I think with all that, you know, whatever you call media scrutiny or whatever you call it, just going out there and doing our best, you know, putting out the best unit we possibly can, and each guy out there going out and putting out their best, and that's all we can do, and I think that's all anybody can ask from us.
Have you heard that? You've heard that. The weakness, or the biggest question mark. I don't mean weakness, but the biggest question mark.
Yeah, I'm sure all the guys are very aware of it, and as a football player, as a competitor, you definitely you kind of thrive on that a little bit. You know, pressure's on us. That's great. Hey, let's go out and play. So.
You welcome the fact that it's Northern Illinois and not the Louisiana Monroes or Tennessee Techs of the world in this first game?
To be honest, I mean, you just go out and play whoever it is that you're playing. I mean, Northern Illinois, obviously, playing, you know, they have a longest winning streak in the country right now, and they're, a very good football team. They look very good on film, very fast. So, definitely a very good challenge for us this weekend. So.
Steve, the light goes on for a lot of guys in the offense. You're a defensive lineman.
I am.
A lot of guys for the defensive line. What? Now, you went through that before, you know, where you're out there and it finally counts. What is that going to be like for Joe? What's that going to be like for Carl? I'm probably Miss Darian. Those guys are going to be out there and it counts this time.
I can't really speak for other guys how it is for them, but I mean, definitely getting the opportunity to go out there in front of our fans, in front of I don't know how many 50,000 at Soldier Field or whatever, 70,000 at home. It's definitely an excitement. It's a great feeling, but. I mean, I think you just go out there and you focus on the fundamentals, focus on the things that you do in practice, and try to carry those over to the game. And if you do that, I mean, you'll be successful. So I think all the guys have understood that. I think Coach Morgan preaches that. And if we focus on that, we'll be all right.
Everybody says get that first hit out of the way. Is that true? You know, you come back into the game or whatever.
I can only speak for myself and that right. type of thing. And sometimes, yeah, there's a little bit of nerves, you know. And once you kind of get that first jarring hit, you know, you're a little bit more comfortable and things like that. But I mean, if you practice well, if you have a good week and you prepare well, all those nerves, you know, Coach Morgan talks about, you know, the positive versus the negative anxiety. And, mm-hmm. We hope, you know, if we prepare well, we have all that positive energy and we're just excited to get out there and play rather than fearful of, you know, hey, you know, what are we going to do wrong and things like that.